Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin, welcome to our 5-star rated podcast on iTunes, and thank you for joining us every week.
It's a one-take deal, folks. You never really know what you're going
to
get.
But we love to have fun, and we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best that Austin and the surrounding area have to offer.
Today, we were going to talk about the Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival, but Brittany, it sold out, and while that's great for them, it pretty much sucks for people who didn't get tickets.
Were we invited to that?
No, I don't think Texas Monthly knows that we exist.
That stinks. We love barbecue. Well, what are we going to podcast on then? We told our Facebook community that we were podcasting on the barbecue festival.
Well, that was before we found out that they were sold out, so we have to go with Plan B, Brittany.
Ooh, we have a Plan B?
No, not really. I was hoping you had one.
The forecast is calling for thunderstorms through Tuesday, and right now it's pouring outside. Mm-hmm. Outdoor events may be a bust anyway, so why not something like what to do in Austin when it's raining? Top 4 indoor picks.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, and timely too.
Okay, so our top 4 indoor picks.
Whoa, wait a minute, Britt. You already have your top 4?
Oh yeah, you gotta stay on the ball, Eric.
Wow. Embrace the mystery. Okay, Britt. Well, let's get started. How about this? We'll each pick 2 places, all right,
okay,
that we like to go when it's raining. Does that work?
Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right. Obviously, we should mention that none of the places we're going to talk about in today's podcast knew we were going to talk about them because we ourselves didn't know that we were going to talk about them.
True that. But with the weather forecast, it just seems like the right topic. Keep in mind, folks, that this is a one-take deal, so have fun with us.
Okay, Britt. Well, since this was kind of last minute, and I'm still thinking of mine, let's have you go first.
Yay, me first. Okay, well, I think that doing anything creative is always fun, rain or shine. But on rainy days in Austin, there's just something about being all artsy and painting on pottery while the rain is tapping on the windows.
It sounds like a chick flick in the making, Britt.
Oh,
listen,
stop.
I'm already waiting for Patrick Swayze's ghost to, like, show up any minute now. Listen, don't worry, guys. My pick is going to be a manly pick, all right? So stay tuned.
Well, painting pottery and rainy days are all romantic, and it's fun. Kids love it, too. And guys like happy girls, right?
Yeah,
so what's not to love? And there is a great place for it here, right in Austin.
You're talking about that place at the Triangle, aren't you?
I am. It's called Cafe Monet, and they actually have 3 locations. One at the Triangle, one at Westgate, and one in San Marcos.
So how does this Cafe Monet thing work?
Basically, you pick a piece of pottery that you want to paint. They teach you all the basics. You choose your paints and brushes, which Cafe Monet provides on site, then you just paint and relax and have fun.
That's cool. So what happens when you're done painting your piece?
Once you're finished, you leave it with Cafe Monet. Then they fire it in their kiln and you pick it up a week later.
Sounds expensive.
The prices range from $8 on up, depending on what you decide to paint. But they have hundreds of items to choose from, and the only thing you pay for is the piece you want to paint.
Hmm.
The firing in the kiln and all the art supplies and the help you get is included in the price of the piece.
Well, that's cool. Sounds like a decent idea for rainy day, so we'll put Cafe Monet's, that's what they're called, Cafe Monet's, contact information up on the Austinaut. But Britt, listen, are you ready for my manly rainy day suggestion?
I am so ready.
All right. Well, first of all, mine is 100% free.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it involves 45,000 square feet of covered and air-conditioned space.
Okay.
There are weapons, helicopters, heavy artillery involved, and it's right here in the heart of Austin. And they have Smithsonian-level artifacts on display.
Wow, that's a great manly choice, Eric.
You better believe it.
I do know what you're talking about, and it's a perfect rainy day suggestion.
I am talking about the Texas Military Forces Museum on Camp Mabry. And the crazy thing is that all Austinites know of Camp Mabry. I mean, it's right in the heart of Austin.
Some Austinites have heard of the Texas Military Forces Museum, but they've never been to it, and they're really missing out.
I think a lot of times people just think they can't get into Camp Mabry, but because of the military thing, you
right?
know? But that's not true. All you do is you drive up to the gate, you show them your driver's license, ask the guard for directions to the museum, and you're on your way. It's that easy, and it's free.
And on a rainy day, you'll never go wrong checking this place out. They have artifacts dating back to 1823 and all the way through today.
And the kind of stuff that they have there will absolutely blow your mind. And it'll, if you want to do it right, it takes a full day of exploration to see it all. But just to give you guys an idea, they actually have a dress cap, like the military dress cap that was worn by Field Marshal Goering in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like Hitler's top guy.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable stuff.
Okay, yeah, and plus they have planes and tanks and even an F-16 cockpit that you can actually get inside, and I have.
Yes, you have, and I mean, honestly, Britt, this is the perfect rainy day spot to check out in Austin.
That was a good one, Eric. I have to admit, we'll have all their info up on the Austinart. You ready for my next one?
I am, Britt. Let's do that as soon as we come back from a quick sponsor announcement. Cue the sponsor music.
Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We're looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinart is like a family, a really big one.
A huge one. Each day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience that your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you are interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinart.com and click on the Advertise with Us link on the right side of the page.
We'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Weird Coupons, Vital Skincare, Connection, American Bingo, and our newest sponsor, Kong Screen Printing.
Kong. All I just wanted to do that.
Let's get back to the show.
All right, so it's your turn, Britt. What is your next favorite rainy day spot in Austin?
So I'm going to combine two places into one because they're related and they're similar. Blazer Tag in South Austin and Main Events up north are both indoor entertainment centers, but they do have different features that may appeal to you depending on your mood.
Yeah, and they're both a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. So first up, Blazer Tag, which is located on Ben White between Manchac and First Street.
Yeah, and we went there not too long ago, and it was really, really cool.
It was really cool, and the coolest thing to attract anyone to Blazer Tag is that they have something special going on, and they have the largest laser tag arena in the whole state of Texas.
That's pretty big.
It's humongous.
Yeah, it's actually 3 stories tall. They've got like 20 different towers ranging from 5 feet to 16 feet in height. They have walls, and it's hard to explain unless you do it, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's huge, and they have this awesome, like, Mission Impossible music that you get to play to, and I could not believe how tired I was after 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's a workout.
I totally took it seriously.
You did.
I did.
You did. You did really well.
I had my spy face on.
And they also have other stuff there at Blazer Tag. They have this new thing.
Which it's like a ropes course.
Yeah, it's a ropes course. I forget what it's called. It's like Sky High or Sky Stars or Sky Aces. Anyway, it's really cool. And it's a ropes course that's right there within
the indoor center.
And they have games like skee ball and air hockey and food.
Yeah, all their arcade games. Yeah. And then they have private party and meeting rooms, too. So you can go with your friends, go with your family, have a party. It's really fun.
Oh, and on the laser tag tip, they also have different types of games that you play. So they have some that are like capture the guy. And I mean, they have like 40 different types of games. So not just shoot them up.
Yeah, they really keep it fun and interesting. Yeah, so that's Blazer Tag.
Yeah.
And the second entertainment center that I wanted to mention is Main Event, which is up 183 North near Anderson Mill. And it is seriously an all-day event.
It really is. My kids were in town, and we took them up there, and they just wanted to go back. Every time they come here, they want to go back.
They do. They ask about it every time.
So they have bowling.
They have billiards.
They have a rock climbing center.
It's awesome.
And there's like a whole bunch of different rock climbing things in there. Yeah, anyway, it's really cool.
And they have glow-in-the-dark miniature golf, and they have laser tag, too. It's not as cool as Blazer Tag. But then again,
Blazer Tag doesn't have bowling. So,
right.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And they actually have a bar for adults, obviously, yeah. And they have food and drink. And it can be a little bit pricey for families, but if you think that it's a whole day event, it's worth it.
And we'll have info on both those places up on the Austinart for our listeners. So you can check out their sites for pricing and stuff.
Okay, Eric, last pick for our podcast, and it's your turn. What have you got?
I'm going to go with a movie.
Okay.
I mean, it's raining. Movie's a good thing. But two specific places to watch a movie here in Austin. First up, I pick at the Domain. And second, of course, you have to mention Alamo Drafthouse.
All Austinites know about those two places, so we don't need to say too much, but let's give a little rundown just in case.
Okay, so I really like iPick movie theaters at the Domain because you can watch a movie in the theater and a nice recliner that fully reclines, and there's just so much more to the experience at iPick. It costs a bit more than your typical theater, but you get what you pay for, and it's a great date spot.
They have a bar in the lobby, and it's really clean because it's upscale.
Yeah, it's kind of a chic spot to watch this movie. You have a wine list, several beers on tap, flatbread pizza. You can take it all into the theater, or you can even have waitstaff bring it to you.
They have blankets and pillows in the theater, and it's just quite an experience if you've never been before.
Yeah, so check out iPick. And the other spot that is great for watching movies, and arguably the best movie theater in the United States.
I'm
throwing it down, is the Alamo Drafthouse.
The Alamo Drafthouse is one of the coolest movie theaters you'll ever go to.
The folks at the Alamo set out to make a movie theater by fans for fans, and they've done it. They've exceeded expectations. They have exceptional programming. They're really freaking hip, and it's kind of tough to explain the fullness of the Drafthouse, but let me tell you, it's a perfect rainy day spot.
This is not your average everyday movie theater. It's everything that a movie lover loves. Cold beer, great movies, snacks, and meals all in one place. They've been called the best movie theater in America by Entertainment Weekly, and once you've been, you'll understand why.
And I love this. They have a strict no talking, no texting policy during the show itself. They will toss you out on your can if they see you texting. This is a movie lover's paradise. You want to text? Hang out at the mall, okay? They have a hilarious video that Alamo themselves posted.
Yeah, on YouTube. It has some explicit language in it, but you'll get the vibe of the Alamo if you watch it. We'll put the link up on our post.
All right. Alamo Drafthouse is not to be missed, so make sure you get on out there and check them out.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've given you some great rainy day suggestions.
Yep. There's no excuse to be bummed. Look at it as an opportunity to do something new, something you wouldn't normally do.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up on The Austinaut next week. We've got an article about ZT, another one about a very cool band called Skirt the Issue.
Yeah, and I'll have another post in my Searching for the Best Burger in Austin series, which has been pretty popular, and we'll be talking about a casino night for charity.
All that and more next week on The Austinaut. Until then, we hope you'll keep discovering Austin with us on our blog at austinaut.com.
Keep in mind, folks, that all of our articles are unique, and they're all about Austin and the surrounding area. We appreciate your comments on our blog, so please do keep them coming and get to know us.
We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinaut, and if you use Twitter, you can find us at theaustinaut.
Tweet us. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, do, do.